Burnham High School basketball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast of the Burnham Cubs against the College Station Cougars is brought to you by the Burnham Sports and Friends Association. We'll go to the court with your host, Doug Brown, with tonight's pregame show after these sports friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Gymnasium, Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And it is Future Cubs night here at the gym. And they just got done recognizing the 7th grade team. And now we got the 8th grade team out on the floor. And they're getting a chance to take some pictures and know what the future is going to be like. Because one of these days, it's going to be them out there on the court. And now the Cubs getting ready to come out for their warm-ups. And we're just joining us, the Brenham Cub Junior Varsity team picked up just finished their game. They picked up a 46-45 win over College Station. So maybe that's a precursor of things to come here tonight. But you got two really good basketball teams going at it. College Station coming in here 15-4 overall in the season. Cubs are 20-3 this season under new head coach Colby Andrews. And both these teams currently tied. They're part of a three-way tie in district for second place. Right now it is Lake Creek all alone in first place. They're 18-6 overall, 4-0 in district. And then we have the Cubs, College Station, and A&M Consolidated. They're in a three-way tie for second. They're all 3-1 in district. And then we have a three-way tie for fifth place in district with Rudder, Montgomery, and Magnolia West. They're all 1-3. In district play. And then Magnolia, they're bringing up the rear at 0-4. And overall on the season, the rest of the district teams, A&M Consolidated is 10-11, Rudder 11-12, Montgomery 9-15, Magnolia West is 3-16, and Magnolia is 10-13. So that is a look at where things stand as far as District 21 5A. And of course, in the other games coming up tonight, in addition to ours, it's going to be Lake Creek at Rudder, Magnolia West at Magnolia, and then Montgomery at A&M Consolidated. And we will hopefully have those scores for you tomorrow morning. KWHI Morning Show, Craig and Josh are going to be off, so be sure you join me and Trail Boss bright and early at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to bring you all the news and sports. Get us a cheap plug in there. And meanwhile, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other games that are going on tonight around the area. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, as we come back here to the Brenham High School gym and get ready for the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars and an important District 21 5A matchup. In the meantime, let's take a look at some of the other things going on around the area. The Burton Panthers, they are opening district play tonight, playing host to the Somerville Yehwas. That one's scheduled to get underway at 7:30. Meanwhile, also in Burton's district, action tonight, Snook at Normandy. And you got Iola taking on Mumford. And around our listening area this evening, you got Needville at Belleville, Brookshire Royal at Sealy, Hitchcock at Hempstead, Tomball Memorials at Waller, Anderson Shiro at Shepherd, Richards at North Zulch, Bryan at Harker Heights, Round Top Carmine at Fayetteville, Giddings at Caldwell, Calvert at Dimebox, Academy at Lexington, Maynard New Tech at LaGrange, and Columbus is at Palacios. And also want to make mention, Brenham Cubette basketball team, they're on the road. While College Station is here tonight, our Cubettes are going there to College Station to take on the Lady Cougars. And that one's going to get underway about the same time as ours is. And Cubettes looking to snap a two-game losing skid that dropped them to 15-13 overall, 3-3 in district. And Lady Cougars, they're 8-19 on the season, 0-6 in district. So hopefully Cubettes can get back going in a positive direction there. They played a tough game against Magnolia West here on Tuesday night, and came out really slow shooting in the first half, but then seemed to find their stroke in the second half. So hopefully they can carry that over tonight and play a full four quarters, or keep that shooting up for a full four quarters. But yeah, we wish them all the very best. And let's see. Oh, and also coming up, in case you have not heard, the Brenham High School football end-of-season banquet that was scheduled for Sunday night at the Fireman's Training Center, that has been pushed back to Wednesday night. That's due to the expected inclement weather this weekend, and, well, the latter half of this weekend and in the first part of next week. So the banquet now, instead of Sunday night, it's going to be Wednesday night at the Fireman's Training Center, 5 o'clock start time. And, or 5 o'clock, the doors open, meal is going to be served at 5:30. And, meanwhile, the Brenham Cubette softball banquet, that's still planned to go on as scheduled tomorrow. And that's going to be also at the Fireman's Training Center, starting at 5:30. And they've got all sorts of great things. We're going to introduce yours truly, I get to introduce the, team for this year. And we're going to be honoring our 2024 senior class. And former Cubette Shea Harris is going to be the guest speaker. And so it should be a lot of fun tomorrow night. They've also got a live auction, silent auction, and surprise drawings. And all it goes to a good cause to raise money for the Cubette softball team. especially for all the different expenses that they incur during the course of the season with traveling, equipment, field work, you name it. And I know for those of you that already purchased tables of it, they really appreciate that, and they love everybody's support there. Meanwhile, we still got more to come here on the pregame show. We're going to send you back to the studios, and let's go ahead and hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979- 830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And back we go here, and we've got the starting lineups for you. And for the visiting College Station Cougars, it's going to be Jackson Verdugo. He is a 6'4", 225-pounder. And they got Cody Dixon. Then also David Toussaint. He is 6'3", 195, and a junior. Cameron Newton. No, not that Cam Newton, but he's a junior. He's 6'2". And then James Moore, he's a sophomore, 6'3", 220. The head coach is Jaron Reese, assisted by Jeff McMillan. And then now for the Brenham Cup starting lineup from Coach Colby Andrews. It'll be Elijah Ferguson, the junior, who's also the leading scorer on the team. Also Diego Estrada, who's one of the four seniors on the team, as is Jamari Kelly. And Kelly is 6'3", 164. And then we've got Jaden Nava, who's a sophomore, and he will get the start tonight. Also, Jacoby Mathis, who's a junior. He's 6'5", and 185, and the top rebounder on the team, in addition to being one of the top scorers as well. So Coach Colby Andrews with his lineup out there. As we said, the Cubs coming into this one 20-3 on the season. Just a complete turnaround after the team has struggled for the last several seasons. And it's great to see them back right there in the thick of things where we want them to be. And you can't say enough about Coach Andrews and the good job that he's done in just a short amount of time. And then this will be an important game, of course, with College Station. College Station, a really good basketball team as well. And an excellent test to see where the guys are at. The Cubs, their only district loss thus far has been to Lake Creek, who is the district front runner. And College Station, they haven't played Lake Creek. Their one loss in district was to A&M Consolidated. And so that's where things stand as far as they go. Meanwhile, we are getting about ready for the national anthem and the formal introductions. And before we do that, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios one more time. And let's hear another 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB-979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
All right, we welcome you back out here to the Brenham High School gym. We're just about ready to get underway, and they should momentarily have our public address, and we'll have the national anthem for you, and then introduction to the players, and then it's off and running.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ride Fellas here on campus of Brenham High School for tonight's District 21 5A matchup between the visiting Cougars of College Station and your Brenham Cubs. To honor America, please stand as we play the national anthem. Comments as well as negative views. Brenham High School
had a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, and officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for these tactics. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support athletes in a positive and sportsmanlike manner. Now, let's meet the players for tonight's game, starting with the visiting Cougars. A 6'4 junior, number 0, Jackson Verdado. A 5'10 senior, number 1, Cody Dixon. A 6'3 junior, number 11, David Toussaint. A 6'1 junior, number 13, Cam Newton. A 6'5 sophomore, number 24, James Moore. The Cougars are coached by Jared Reese, assisted by Jeff McMillan, Stuart Dixon, Clayton Holland, and Yvonne Melvin. And now, your Cubs.
There we go. That is your starting lineup for the Brenham Cubs. And in case you couldn't make that out, I'll reiterate it for you because the music was kind of blaring there. Elijah Ferguson, Diego Estrada, Jamari Kelly, Jaden Nava, and Jacoby Mathis for the Cubs. Jackson Verdugo, Cody Dixon, David Toussaint, Cameron Newton, and James Moore for the Cougars. And the teams are heading to center court, and we're ready to get the opening tip-off. And it looks like it's going to be David Toussaint jumping center with Jacoby Mathis. And Cubs win the opening toss. It'll be Nava bringing the ball up the court. He'll give the ball over, and Jacoby Mathis fired him a three, and he misses. And it's going to be a rebound by College Station. And Moore with the basketball, trying to go inside. Cutting underneath was Toussaint. A nice block there by the Cubs. Diego Estrada passes to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up a quick three, misses. And rebound by the Cougars. And Dixon bringing the ball up now for College Station. As you're looking at your radio dial, the Cougars are going right to left. The Cubs are going left to right. Dixon with the basketball. Going to drive, passes it off to Moore. Moore baseline against Mathis. Back out to the top of the key, firing up a three-pointer. And up and in for the Cougars is Jackson Verdugo. And that puts College Station on the board. They lead 3-0 here in the early going. And Ferguson just inside the arc puts up a jumper. And Ferguson on the board with his first basket of the night. And makes it a 3-2 game. At 6:45 left to go here in the first quarter, we're just underway with the Cubs and the Cougars. And Moore over in the corner to Newton. Back out to Moore. Moore going to fire up a three. He misses. And a rebound there by Nava. And Nava drives and almost lost the ball. Got control back again. And now the Cubs will try to set their offense. Pass off to Estrada. And over to Ferguson, to Mathis, back to Nava. Kelly trying to set a pick for him. Nava puts up the shot, and he's going to draw the foul. And that foul will be against Cody Dixon for the Cougars. That'll be his first. And to Jaden Nava, the sophomore, will go to the line. Clock has stopped with 6:02 left to go in the first quarter. And first free throw, he clanks it off the iron, and he's still going to get one more try here. And he misses them both. Rebound by James Moore. College Station wanting to go up ahead to Toussaint. Puts up the layup, up and in for two. And it's 5-2, College Station. And passing the ball off is Nava, and we're going to get a jump ball. Mathis got tangled up with Moore. And College Station with the basketball, and put the shot missing. Yeah, that was Newton on the miss. Now back the other way for the Cubs. And was that Nava up and in for two? College Station with the basketball. We're going to round. And driving the lane there is Verdugo. And he's good. We're going to get a foul call on the Cubs. And foul's going to be called on Jamari Kelly. That'll be his first. Wasn't shooting, so the Cougars will have it underneath their own basket. And back out to Newton. Now over to Dixon. Dixon going to Toussaint. And jumper there by Moore. Puts up the shot, misses. Nava with a rebound. And up ahead, Diego Estrada drives the lane, misses the layup. Rebound by Kelly, and we're going to get a foul call. And that is going to be against Jackson Verdugo. That's his first foul. And that will send Jamari Kelly to the free throw line. And he hits the free throw. First point for Kelly. And that also ties the score at 5 apiece. And he hits them both. And up ahead, ball stolen away by the Cubs. Mathis drives the lane, and Jacoby Mathis lays it up and in for two. And that puts the Cubs out in front now as Moore goes back the other way for College Station. Trying to lay it up, misses, and that's going to be knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it's on the Cougars, so it'll be Cub basketball. And Cubs with an 8-5 lead, looking to build on that. Working the ball around, driving the lane. And Nava up with a shot, up and in for two. And College Station with the basketball. to Sunt, going to fire up a three, and he hits it. And that's going to give him 5 points, and we're getting a timeout on the court here. And 30-second timeout taken by College Station. We'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And back we go here, and we got 3:25 left to go in the first quarter. Cubs leading 10-8 over the College Station Cougars. And it's Brenham with the basketball. Estrada at the top of the key. And they go inside to Mathis. Mathis, rim rattler won't go. And back to the Estrada. Over to Ferguson. Ferguson fires up a three, and he nailed it. And Elijah Ferguson now with 5 points. It gives the Cubs a 13-8 lead. Cubs with a steal. Nama puts it up, misses. And a rebound. And we're going to get a foul call against the Cubs. That's going to be on Diego Estrada. That'll be his first. And inbounds pass for the Cougars. It's Dixon bringing the ball up the court. And College Station working around, and it is up and in. Xavier Vela in the game now, and that's his first basket. Vela coming, a junior coming off the bench there for College Station. And it cuts into the Cub lead. It's now 13-10. We've got 2:28 left to play. Going inside Mathis, and Jacoby rim rattler won't go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and he's going to get fouled on the play. And Mathis with the first free throw. And that'll give Jacoby 3 points in the game. And he misses the second free throw. Rebound by Kelly, and has the ball stripped away by the Cougars. And driving the lane there is Verdugo. Puts up a shot, misses. Loose ball on the court, rebounded, and it's Dixon that comes away with it. So College Station maintains possession. We're down to 1:50 left to go here in the first quarter. And driving the lane, puts up a shot, and missing it was Newton. Cubs with a rebound and back the other way. And shot is up and missing. That was Jaden Ebert who's checked in the game now. And Collins chase with the basketball. Ebert with a steal, and he's going to go the other way. And drives it up and in for two. And Ebert with his first basket of the game. Gives the Cubs a 16-10 lead. And College Station with the basketball. We're down to less than a minute left. And it's Cody Dixon trying to set the play for the Cougars. And they go inside, putting up the shot. Missing a couple of shots is Newton. And nice block there by the Cubs, and Ferguson comes away with it. Now with 35 seconds left, Cubs bringing the basketball up top. And missing the shot there, rebound by the Cougars. Back the other way goes College Station. Dixon And he's going to put up a shot, gets it blocked, now passes out to Moore. And rebound by Mathis. And Mathis up ahead. And we got a block shot there by Dixon. Clock stops with 9.6 seconds left, and I think we got a foul call on College Station that's going to be against Dixon, and that'll be his second, and that'll send the Cubs to the free throw line. Yeah, I'm trying to get clarification. I think this might actually be Isaac Powell wearing jersey number 12. On the roster, they've got Jaden Nava listed at 12, but I think that might be Isaac Powell. I'm checking to be sure, but I think that might be Powell wearing number 12 jersey tonight. And he makes both free throws. And so they make it 18-10, Cubs. And up ahead, College Station trying to get the last shot off. And Toussaint Benahur, he puts up the three and just misses. And so that's the end of the first quarter. With our score, the Brenham Cubs lead it 18-10. We'll be back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we go here as we start the second quarter. Brenham Cubs leading this one 18-10. And it's Isaac Powell bringing the ball up the court. I think that is Isaac Powell wearing jersey. He normally wears jersey number 2, but he's wearing jersey number 12 tonight. They do that sometimes. They'll switch jerseys, but forget to tell us about that. And Powell puts up the jumper, misses. And a rebound taken by the Cougars. They go up ahead. They got a long pass to Toussaint, knocked out of bounds by Jacoby Mathis. Just underway here in the second quarter. Glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. Doug Brown with you here on this Friday evening. And don't forget, tomorrow we got Houston, Texas football, that Texans-Browns playoff game. 3 o'clock Houston, Texas pregame, and 3:30 for the opening kick, kickoff. And of course, the Brenham Mayfest Serenade coming up on Sunday. And Craig Montana will be out at the, as that one's done, and switched to the Barnhill Center. And he'll start the broadcast at 1:45, and the program itself will begin at 2 o'clock as it comes with the basketball. And Cubs missed the shot, now bringing the ball up the court. 6:45 left to go here until halftime. And it's Toussaint with the basketball over to Vela. And now over to Drew Bowie, who has checked in. And Bowie passes the ball off. College Station missing the shot. Now the Cubs are going to bring it back the other way. And it is Ferguson putting up the shot, and he's going to get called for traveling. And the shot didn't fall anyway. And so now it's going to belong to College Station underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass over to Dixon. Dixon being guarded by Powell. And pass over to Verdugo, over to Moore, back to Dixon. And Verdugo puts it up, misses the shot. And a rebound there by Ferguson. Ferguson up ahead to Mathis. And Mathis misses the shot. Loose ball is going to end up with it, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say Cougar basketball. Both teams having trouble finding the chance to score here. We're already over 2 minutes into the quarter, and neither team has been able to sink a basket. And we got a whistle here. It's going to be a foul called against the Cubs. That is going to be on Powell. That'll be his first. And Dixon at the top of the key, being guarded by Powell. They'll pass the ball off to Toussaint. Now over to Verdugo. Verdugo being guarded by Kelly. Now back out to Toussaint on the perimeter. Fires up a three, misses. And they get up ahead to Estrada. And now to Kelly. Kelly misses the layup and the loose ball. And it's going to belong to the Cougars. Cougars coming back the other way. And inside to Moore. Back out to Dixon. Dixon to Verdugo. Verdugo for three, and he hits it. That'll give Verdugo 6 points and cuts it to an 18-13 lead with 4:50 left to go here in the first half. Powell over to Ferguson, over to Estrada, back to Powell. Powell driving the lane, going to put up the jumper, misses, and a rebound by Moore. Cougars with the basketball. Cubs have been stuck on 18 for quite a while now. Dixon at the top of the key. And firing up a three-pointer is Verdugo, missing, rebound by Toussaint. He puts it up, misses, knocked around, back out top, three-pointer by Newton, he misses. And Toussaint over to Moore. And they're going to get a foul called against the Cubs on Estrada. Yeah, for Diego, that's going to be his second. And that'll send James Moore to the free throw line. Oh, they did give him the basket on that. Wasn't sure if they were going to or not, but they did award him the 2 points, and now this is a free throw opportunity, and he hit it. And so the Cub lead down to just 2 points. It's now 18-16. And back the other way. Cubs put up a shot and misses. That was Eberdue's back in the game. And Eberdue going to the free throw line. They have not put up yet. The foul is on Vela. That's his first. And so Eberdue going to the free throw line. And he misses the first one. And he will clank the second one. And so up ahead goes to the Cubs, still have yet to score here in the second quarter. And ball stolen away. Ebert drives the lane, puts up the shot and misses, and rebound. And loose ball on the court, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Cub basketball. But we got 3:32 left, so we played 4 minutes and 28 seconds here in the second quarter, and the Cubs still have yet to score a basket. And College Station's only scored 6 points, but So the Cubs still have a two-point lead here, but they need to start getting some shots to fall. And inbounds pass over to Mathis. As Chris Guidry's checked in the game now. Mathis going to shoot a three, misses. Rebound by Kelly, and Jamari puts it up in. There we go. Finally breaks the streak as now the Cubs get it to 20 points on the game. And four down for Kelly. Cubs lead it 20-16. Dixon pass the ball off. Three-pointer and knocking it down is Newton. That'll make it a 20-19 game with 3 minutes left to go until halftime. Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts the shot up, misses. But we do have a foul on the play. And foul's going to be called on Verdugo. That's his second. And that'll put Jacoby Mathis at the line. 2:54 left to go in the game. Or in the half, I mean. And he hits the first free throw. That'll give Jacoby four in the game. And he made them both. And so that'll give him 5 points. And up ahead, Vela misses the layup. And they miss the second layup. Vela gets the ball back, misses the third shot. And Ferguson comes down with a rebound. So Cubs with the basketball. Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts up the shot, and it's in for two. And that's 7 points now for Jacoby. And the Cubs lead it 24-19. And Cougars up ahead to Newton. And over to Dixon. Dixon motion, trying to get the guys in the right spots. And he's out there. And we're going to get a whistle. And it looks like an offensive foul there. And it is offensive against Vela. That's his second personal foul. And that stops the clock with 2:07 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 24-19. And Ferguson brings the ball up the court. Mathis going to put up a three, and he hit it. And for Jacoby Mathis, that gives him 10 points here in the first half and extends the Cubs' lead to 8 now. It's 27-19. And back the other way, we're going to get a whistle. And this time it's going to be against the Cubs. They're going to get a foul on Chris Guidry. And for Guidry, that'll be his first. Inbounds pass. And then start the clock. And now the inbound it. As we're down to 1:35 left to play here in the second quarter. And firing up a three-pointer. There's Verdugo. He misses. And loose ball in the... It's Toussaint who comes away with it over to Dixon. Back out Toussaint. Thought about a three. Now he pulled it back down. Good defense by Estrada. And Toussaint, oh, gets a shot blocked by Mathis. And up ahead to Ferguson. And Ferguson going to stop. Slow it back down here. You got 1:05 to work with. And for high school, they don't have a shot clock, so they don't have to... They can take as much time as they want to. And Mathis drives, puts up the layup, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and he's going to draw a foul. And that's going to stop the clock at 48 seconds. And with the foul called, that is number 3 on Verdugo. And Mathis at the free throw line. He will miss the first one. And he's going to get one more opportunity here. Got 47.7 seconds left on the clock. And he hits the second one. So that'll give Jacoby 11 points in the game now. And Cougars with the basketball as Cubs lead it 28-19. And Collins Station with a pass off to Newton, back to Dixon. They may work it down for the last shot here. And loose ball on the court. Mathis tried to steal it away from Moore. Now they go to Toussaint, and Toussaint's going to get called for a travel. And so now the Cubs can play for the last shot. And it's going to be Ferguson working the ball up the court. Mathis drives, and they're going to get an offensive foul against the Cubs. And that's on Mathis. That's his first foul of the game. And so College Station will get to bring it up. They got 4 seconds to get a shot off. And Toussaint, they feed it up and in for two is Drew Bowie, who checked in the game. And so that's the buzzer. That'll send us into the locker room. That's the end of the first half of play. And we reach halftime. The Cubs lead it 28-21. And we'll be back with our halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And we return here. We're at the half, and the Brenham Cubs are leading the College Station Cougars 28-21. Cubs won the first quarter 18-10. College Station came back, won that second quarter 11-10. Cubs really struggled the first half of the second quarter, trying to get some shots to fall, but then finally, about the last 3 minutes or so, they started being able to get back in their rhythm and were able to hold on to their lead here. And for the Cubs, the leading scorer is Jacoby Mathis. He's got 11 thus far in the game. Isaac Powell has 6 points. Elijah Ferguson has got 5. Jamari Kelly with 4. And Jaden Ebert with 2. Meanwhile, for College Station, their leading scorer is Jackson Verdugo with 6. David Toussaint with 5. And then they've got Cameron Newton and James Moore each with 3. And Xavier Bela and Drew Bowie with 2 points each. And you're looking at the fouls for College Station. Jackson Verdugo, he's got 3 fouls. And then they've got Cody Dixon with 2 and Xavier Bela with 2. Nobody else for the Cougars has got any. But they'll have to watch Verdugo in the second half when he's got three already. Now for the Cubs, the only one with multiple fouls is Diego Estrada. He's got two. And then Isaac Powell, Chris Guidry, and Jacoby Mathis have each got one. And so really in pretty good shape foul-wise going into the second half. And right now Cubs looking really good and hoping they can keep this momentum going as they try to get this district win. As we said, coming into this one tonight, they were tied with College Station and A&M Consolidated for, they were in a three-way tie for second place in district. Of course, everybody behind Lake Creek, who, man, it just seems like no matter what sport you got, they're always well ahead of everybody else. They just are always right there in the mix. And then, of course, Rudder, Montgomery, Magnolia West all at 1-3, and Magnolia at 0-4 going into tonight. And then Lake Creek, they're at Rudder. And then, so you got 4-0 against 1-3. Magnolia, Magnolia West, you got 1-3 and 0-4. And then you got Consolidated Montgomery, so you got 3-1 and 1-3. So very important, because you got to figure more than likely Consolidated and Lake Creek win their respective games tonight. So very important for the Cubs and the Cougars. Whoever wins this stays right there in that mix. And we're gonna take another break, and we'll be back with more of the halftime report. But let's first send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And as we come back here to the Brenham High School Gymnasium, Doug Brown with you here on this Friday night. So glad you can be with us, wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. Brenham Cubs leading the College Station Cougars 28-21. And as we look at the other games going on around the area, and we'll be looking for scores for in the morning on these, but the Burton Panthers taking on Somerville. That's the district opener there. And the other District 26 2A games tonight is Snook and Norman G and Iola and Mumford. Then around the area, you got Needville at the Belleville Bremas, Brookshire Royal at Sealy, Hitchcock at Hempstead, Tomball Memorial at Waller, Anderson Shiro at Shepherd, Richards at North Zulch, Bryan at Harker Heights, Round Top Carmine at Fayetteville, Giddings at Caldwell, Calvert at Dimebox, Academy at Lexington, Maynard New Tech at LaGrange, and Columbus at Palacios. And then we're also Brenham Cubettes. They are on the road at College Station tonight. And I haven't heard score yet on that as to how they're going there. But Cubettes trying to snap a two-game losing skid in district play and get back in the thick of things. And so we wish them all the best. And Burton Lady Panthers, they should be almost through with their game. They actually had a doubleheader over in Burton tonight with the Lady Panthers at 6:15, and then Panthers are supposed to play at 7:30, and both teams facing off against Somerville tonight. And so we are ready for the second half of play. And this time, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And back we go, and College Station will get the ball to start the second half. And it's David Toussaint driving the lane, puts up the shot, and he misses, but we get a foul call. And that's going to be against Diego Estrada, his third. And Toussaint will already get to go to the free throw line. Misses the first one. And right away, Coach Andrews sending Ebert in and pulling Estrada. And he hits the second one. And so now Cubs with the basketball. Powell bringing it up. He'll give it over to Ferguson. And over to Ebert. Back to Powell. And over to working around to Ferguson again. And Isaac Powell, top of the key. Gives it over to Jacoby Mathis. Mathis puts up the jumper, misses. And he got a rebound by Verdugo. And for the second half, this time it's College Station going left to right. Cubs going right to left. Verdugo puts up a three and misses. And a rebound. Ferguson over to Mathis. Mathis with a three. And he knocks it down. That is 14 points now for Jacoby Mathis. And I believe that's his second three-pointer of the game, too. And Dixon with the back. Cubs now lead at 31-22 here in the third quarter. 6:30 left to play. Dixon looking for somebody to toss it to. He finally gets an open man. Over to Verdugo. Verdugo to Newton. Back to Dixon. And Dixon finds Toussaint, cutting to the basket, puts up the shot, misses. And we got a whistle. And it's going to be against Jaden Ebert. That'll be his first. And that'll send David Toussaint to the free throw line again. And he misses the first one. And hits the second one. That gives Toussaint 7 points in the game. It's now 31-23. Cubs with an 8-point lead. Mathis over to Powell. Mathis fires up a three and he misses. Rebound by Dixon. And pass out, missing the three. And we got some movement underneath the basket and a foul call. And that's going to be on Ebert. That's his second. And so that's already three team fouls on the Cubs here in the third quarter. And we're just a little over 2 minutes in. Dixon, as they work it around, and coming down with it is Powell. Powell with a basketball now. No, no stop and puts it up from the free throw line, just short. And rebound by Ebert. DeMathis back over to Powell. And now to Ferguson. And they work it back to Powell. Drives the lane, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Isaac Powell now with 8 points. And it gives the Cubs a 10-point lead, 33-23. And reverse lamp attempt by Morey misses. And up ahead to Ferguson. Cubs down with the basketball. Want to run with it. And Ferguson puts it up. Misses. Loose ball is going to come up with it. And Ferguson fires up a three. Rim rattler won't go. And College Station comes up with the basketball. And we're going to get a whistle. And that's going to be against Mathis. That'll be his second. And that's now 14 fouls on the Cubs. They still have yet to call one on the Cougars here in the second half. And Dixon over to Verdugo in the corner. Puts up the three and he hit it. And that will cut it to a 7-point lead. 33-26, and we got a, looks like a timeout on the court. And 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with him. And let's hear 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And back we go here. We got 4:15 left to play here in the third quarter. Cubs lead at 33-26 over College Station. Brennan with the basketball. Powell trying to find an open teammate. He gives it to Ferguson. Over to Ebert. Back to Powell. And over to Ebert. Going inside to Mathis. Mathis, little floater won't go. And it's out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball. Doug Brown with you here from the Brenham High School gym on this Friday night. And looking for an open man. They work it around to Dixon. Back out to Moore. Over to Verdugo. Dixon back out. Verdugo going to fire him another three and hits it again. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game, and Verdugo with 12 points now. And we got a whistle away from the bat against the Cubs. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by Brenham. But since we just came out of the timeout, we're just going to keep it right here. as that leads down to four now, 33-29. Cubs leading by four over the College Station Cougars. This is an important District 20. You hate to say one this early in the season is an important district matchup already, but it's an important matchup as far as just keeping pace. And so we're ready to resume here with 3:21. And Verdugo with the basketball over to Newton, to Moore. Moore being guarded by Mathis. And Dixon over to Newton in the corner. Thought about a three, but then pulled it back down again. And Dixon going to drive. Gets it back out to Newton and over to Moore. To Dixon. And Dixon's going to lay it up and in for two. And for Cody Dixon, that's his first basket of the night. And it makes it a two-point game, 33-31. And Mathis puts up the shot, misses. Rebound by Moore. And now College Station can tie it with a two or take the lead on a three. And Dixon thought about passing, now pulls it back down, gives it to Moore. Now over to Newton, back to Dixon. As clock ticking down to 2:10 left to go here in the third quarter. And back out to Moore, or excuse me, Verdugo fires up a three. He finally missed one, and the Cubs get it up ahead to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, puts up the shot. And are they going to finally call a foul on College Station? Yes, they do. And that's going to be on Cody Dixon. That's his third. And they are checking on Ferguson. Is still down. Trainer over checking on him. And now coach coming over as well. He took a rough fall there as he was coming down from that shot. He's getting up. Seems to be okay. Might have just hopefully just got his bell rung and nothing more serious than that. But they're going to take him over and get a look at him. And so Estrada will check back into the game for the Brenham Cubs. And Guidry going to come out, and they're going to give Mathis a little breather here. And so Estrada is going to go to the free throw line and shoot the free throws for Ferguson. And Estrada hits the first free throw. Diego, one of the four seniors on the team, along with Braylon Raxton, Jamari Kelly, and Kavion Edwards. And Diego hits them both. And that'll put the Cubs back up by 4:35-31 with a minute 45 left to play here in the third quarter. And it's nip and tuck just like we thought it would be. Bowie drives the lane and going to get a whistle. And they're going to call it on Diego Estrada, and that's going to be foul number four. And so that'll get Raxton off the bench. He's probably going to come in here as Bowie hits the first free throw. And indeed, Braylon Raxton going to check in for Diego Estrada. Minute 36 left, and Bowie makes them both. And it's now 35-33. Cubs leading by two. And also Jacoby Mathis checking back in for the Cubs. And we're going to get a timeout taken on the court. And let's see if this is going to be, I think this one is looks like it's going to be a full. And this is going to be a full timeout on the court, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And back we go, and Jacoby Mathis puts up the three, misses. Rebound by Raxton, back out to Isaac Powell. Powell drives, puts a shot up and in for two. And he'll also draw the foul as well. That gives Isaac 10 points now. And foul was on Xavier Vela, that's his third. And good sign there. Ferguson is going to check back in. And he'll get a nice hand. Glad to see he's okay. And Powell misses the second free throw. Rebound by Moore. Cubs lead at 37-33 with a minute 5 left to go here in the third quarter. And Toussaint gives it back to Moore. Trying to go to Dixon, but Dixon being guarded by Powell, and they do get it to him. Moore trying to set a pick. And they go out. Toussaint fires up a three, and he hit it. And that'll give Toussaint 10 points now. And it's a one-point game with 40 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 37-36 Cubs lead. And Powell thought about a three, goes inside to Guidry, back out to Raxton. And over to Powell. Powell going to put up a three, misses. And Cougars with the rebound up ahead. Toussaint drives up and in for two. And College Station is taking the lead now, 38-37. As we're down to 10 seconds left. Cubs get the last shot here. And Jacoby Mathis has it blocked. And we're going to get a foul called. College Station not happy with that. And they're going to call a foul on David Toussaint. That'll be his first. And that'll send Jacoby Mathis to the free throw line. Try it. Try and tie it back up here. And he sinks the free throw, and we're tied again, 38-38. And Verdugo and Newton will check back in. And Bowie and Vela will check out for College Station. And now if he hits this one, the Cubs will be back in front. He hit it. And Jacoby Mathis with 16 points. And they fire up a three at the buzzer. And that will be the end of the third quarter. Our score, the Brenham Cubs lead it 39-38 over College Station. Stay with us. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, here we go. We're going to the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 39-38 over College Station. And for the Cubs, it is Ferguson along with Powell, Mathis, Ebert, and Guidry. For College Station, it's Dixon, Newton, Moore, Verdugo, and Toussaint. So College Station's got their old starter, all their starters in. And they steal the basketball. So now Dixon walking the ball slowly up the court. He'll give it over to Verdugo. And over to Moore. Back to Dixon. Going inside to Verdugo. Up and in for two. And Verdugo now with 14 points. And that puts College Station ahead 40-39 with 7 minutes left to play. By the way, Cougars outscored the Cubs 17-11 in that third quarter. And that's why the game is back to being as close as it is. After the Cubs looking good in the first half. And Cougars with the basketball again, trying to extend their lead. Going inside to Verdugo, being guarded by Guidry. And they go over to Dixon, back out to Moore. Moore puts up a floater, misses, and a rebound by Powell. Powell bringing the ball up, and he's going to get fouled on the play by Dixon. Referee right on top of that one. And for Dixon, that'll be number four. And inbounds pass for the Cubs. As we're down to 6 minutes to play. Trailing 40-39. Powell drives, puts it up. Misses the shot and a rebound. And Cougars with the basketball. And trying to go inside, knocked away. A three-pointer. And knocked down. That was Newton. That makes it 43-39, College Station. Ferguson now with the basketball. And he goes cross court to Powell. And Powell drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And Isaac Powell now with 12 points. The ball stolen. Stolen by Mathis, and he puts it up and in for two. Are you kidding me? Did they just call a tech on it? Oh, that is a total horse manure call there. Bad call there. And so that will... That's a third call on a third foul on Mathis. And they will send Verdugo to the line. We're all tied 43-43. I'm guessing they're calling the foul for the technical for being on the rim too long. For hanging on the rim. And that's going to be a second one. But I really didn't think he was up there that long. He just stole the ball, slammed it. I mean, I've seen a lot worse than that and it not get called. So for them to call that, that was very ticky-tack. And so College Station with the basketball, lead at 45-43. 4:25 left to play. Dixon with the basketball, being guarded by Powell. Verdugo now with Kelly on him. Over to Moore. Back to Dixon, back to Moore. Moore trying to go turn around, and that's a block by Kelly. And I think they're going to call Kelly for the foul. Well, they're going to call it on Mathis. It was Kelly that knocked the ball away. Mathis, so that's going to be four fouls on Jacoby Mathis now. And that will send James Moore to the line. Still got 4:02 left to play, and Moore hits the free throw. That gives more 4 points in the game. And College Station, that leads at 46-43. And he hits the second one, so that'll give them a 47-43 lead with 4 minutes left to play. Powell over to Ferguson. Over to Ebert. Back to Powell. And Ebert to Ferguson. And in the corner, Powell drives as the ball stolen away by the Cougars. And we're going to get timeout on the court. And let's see if it's going to be a full or a 30. It is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. And be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
And back we go here in the fourth quarter. Cubs trail at 47-43. 3:25 left to play. Cougars with the basketball. And they work it over. Going inside to Moore. Moore misses the layup and a rebound. And coming out of there with it was Guidry up to Mathis. Or to Powell, and then Estrada misses the three over to Ferguson. Oh, they're going to say Guidry stepped on the line there as he was going out of bounds. And now we're going to get another timeout. I got another timeout. Since we just came, it's only a 30 since we just came out of it. Let's reset the stage here. Cubs were actually leading this one 18-10 after the first quarter, and they were up 28-21 at halftime. The College Station came back with a 17-11 third quarter, and now they lead the Cubs here 47-43. Cubs have only scored 4 points here in the fourth quarter, and College Station has scored, outscored them 9-4 here in the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter. So neither team has shot the ball particularly well, but just College Station has unfortunately had more fall than the Cubs have. And Powell driving, puts the shot up and in for two. Big shot there by Isaac Powell. And that's going to send him to the line. And a foul called on Cougars. That is on Cameron Newton. That's his first. And so now see if he can cut to a one-point lead, if Powell can hit this shot. Isaac Powell now with 14 in the game. And he misses the free throw. So it's 47-45. Cubs trailing by two. Up ahead to Toussaint. Now over to Dixon. Got 2:30 left to play. Dixon gets it up ahead to Newton. Gidry tried to knock it away. It was not successful. And outside going to Moore. And in a big three-pointer there by Cameron Newton. Makes it 50-45. Back the other way, Powell. And stolen away by the Cougars. He gets it up ahead to Moore. Now to Toussaint. As Cougars now with a 5-point lead with a minute 50 left. And inside to Newton. Misses the shot. And we're going to get a whistle here. And I think they call a timeout. And so, yeah, College Station's called a full timeout. And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537, to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And back we go. The College Station Cougars leading the Brenham Cubs 50-45 with a minute 30 left to go. Cougars with the basketball. And they're just playing at this point, trying to keep away. And the Cubs are going to have to start fouling. And that one's going to be on Elijah Ferguson, his first. Inbounds pass. And another foul. That'll be on Powell. That'll be his second. as Jacoby Mathis is checked back in. And ball stolen away by Kelly. Up ahead to Guidry, and we're going to get a foul call. Against College Station this time. And that is going to be on David Toussaint, his second. Since he wasn't shooting, the Cubs will have it underneath the basket. And up ahead to Kelly. Over to Powell. Over to Estrada. Back to Ferguson. And, oh, come on! 3-pointer and it went in two, but it's negated. There's a foul call on Jacoby Mathis, his fifth. He wasn't even in on the play. I mean, he was rested handed the here in the last quarter and a half, he just handed the game to College Station on a silver platter. As the old sports doc used to say, a game of eight on, when it's a game of 8-on-5, it's hard to win. And so now College Station just playing keep away. 50 seconds. And they're just passing back and forth. No shot clock in high school basketball, so they don't have to put it up. And finally the Cubs will foul. And that's going to be on Diego Estrada. That'll be his fifth. And so now Jaden will check back in as Cody Dixon will go to the free throw line. And misses the first free throw. Got 39.4 seconds left. Both coaches positioning as we await the next free throw try from Cody Dixon. And he missed them both and a rebound by Guidry. Up ahead, the Cubs. And Powell puts up a shot up and in for two. Now what? Are they going to win? What? I thought they were going to call a foul, but they did call a timeout. I was going to say, they take those points off the board, this place is going to come unglued. But there is a timeout on the court. We're just going to stay right here since we're this close to the end. Cubs trailing at 50-47. And Cubs need to get a stop here, get a chance at a three. And boy, that free throw, or that three-pointer that Ferguson hit that was wiped off by a foul called away from the basket. If they'd allowed that three to stand, we'd be tied right now. Instead, we're looking at still being down by three, so that becomes a big call right there. So we got 32 seconds left. College Station to inbound the ball. Cougars lead the Cubs 50-47. And they do get it in. Toussaint, and they're going to foul right. Oh, they were wanting to travel, and they're going to get a foul call on Guidry. Coach Andrews is livid. And for Guidry, that'll be his second foul. And that is going to send David Toussaint to the free throw line. Toussaint's got 12 points in the game. Now you just got to hope he clanks them both. And he hits the first one to put the lead back up to four. And he makes them both. And back the other way. Powell drives, passes back out to Ebert. Ferguson fires up a three, misses. Rebound by the Cougars. And Cubs have to foul. And so stop the clock with 16.4 seconds. And that's foul number three on Jaden Ebert. And that'll send College Station back to the line. And if he hits this one, that'll pretty much seal it. And he does. That'll make it 53-47. As Ragston will come in and Ebert will come out. And he nailed them both. And so 54-47. Back the other way. Powell drives, puts up the shot, up and in for two. And that'll cut it back to a 5-point lead with 9 seconds left. And looks like we're going to get another timeout here. And it's a full timeout. And we're just going to keep it right here because, I mean, with 9 seconds left, Cubs right now need a prayer here to try to at least tie it up and send it into overtime. But don't know that Coach Andrews has a 5-point play in his repertoire. But really, the Cubs really, they won the first quarter, but really the rest of the remaining three quarters have been all College Station since then. And Cubs have had their chances, just have not been able to get the shots fall like they want to. And I think the foul trouble has also been a big problem as well. And, of course, some of these were not good calls, in my opinion. I guess I should preface that. In my opinion, not good calls by the officiating crew here tonight. And so the Cougars will inbound it. And comes a tie him up, and Toussaint will go to the line again. They know to throw it to Toussaint. He's so far 4-for-4. And that one is going to be on Isaac Powell. That'll be his third. And Toussaint at the line. And he hits it. Toussaint now with 17 in the game. Makes it 55-49. And he hits them both. 56-49. Powell with the basketball. Cubs need a three, and he airballed it. And that's it. As the ball went out of bounds, and that is your final score. The College Station Cougars beat the Brenham Cubs 56-49, your final score. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, the College Station Cougars defeat the Brenham Cubs tonight, 56-49. As we said, the Cubs won the first quarter, 18-10. But then after that, it was all College Station winning the second quarter, 11-10, winning the third quarter, 17-11, and then winning the fourth quarter, 18-10. College Station outscoring the Cubs 35-21 in the second half, and that's the difference in the game right there as they rallied to defeat the Cubs here. And so the Cubs will drop to 3-2 in district. College Station will improve to 4-1. And that is leading scores for the Cubs tonight. Jacoby Mathis with 18, Isaac Powell also with 18. And that's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next broadcast, we'll be back with the Cubettes here on, weather permitting on Tuesday night. We'll see how that goes. And, of course, be sure to stay tuned to KWHI. We'll keep you up to date, especially with the weather situation that's pending as to any more cancellations, reschedulings, you name it. In the meantime, I want to thank Madison back in the studios for her excellent work on the boards here tonight. And I want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to the sports friends who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to the broadcast of the Brenham Cubs basketball game, brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score is the Brenham Cubs 49 and the College Station Cougars 56. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Good night, everybody.